Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at low back pain and patient communication, and finally, a story about the effect of core stabilization exercises on trunk to pelvis kinematics. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 677, recorded June 28th, 2019.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
A recent study published in the Journal of Physiotherapy asked the following question. What health information needs are perceived by people with low back pain? The study concluded that available data suggests that the information needs of people with low back pain are centered around their desire for a diagnosis, potentially contributing to expectations for and overuse of imaging. People with low back pain expressed a strong desire for clear, consistent, and personalized information on prognosis, treatment options, and self-management strategies related to healthcare and occupational issues. To correct unhelpful beliefs and optimize delivery of evidence-based therapy, patient and healthcare professional education, potentially by integrated public health approach, may be warranted. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study was published in the journal Spine to evaluate the effect of core stabilization exercise program on trunk pelvis kinematics during gait in non-specific chronic low back pain. Non-specific chronic low back pain is a major public burden with a variety of dysfunction including gait variability. The study concluded that considering the role of the deep trunk muscles in gait and their common deconditioning in chronic low back pain, a core stabilization exercise program intervention may increase trunk pelvis kinematic pattern variability. These results suggest that core stabilization exercise program may specifically increase transverse and frontal plane variability, indicating improved motor pattern replication through these movement planes. Surf to our show notes for links. A quick update to COT's HealthBeat chiropractic community. Google Plus has announced recently that they will be closing their social network community in the upcoming weeks. COT's HealthBeat has moved our chiropractic community for show notes and important news updates. The new site is located at cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. That's https://cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. Please surf to our community and subscribe to keep up with current trends in the literature. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Gratitude leads to greatness. It can literally turn what you have into more than enough. Jobs into joy. Chaos into order. Uncertainty into clarity. And bring peace to an otherwise chaotic day. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.